Season's tidings, luminous viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We have a special treat for you today and tomorrow. Chef Carrie Brown and actress Joanne Rose invite us into the kitchen to make a sumptuous vegan Christmas feast. You might recognize Carrie's name on the package of Follow Your Heart's Chicken Free Chicken as the creator of this ingenious soy-based alternative to chicken. A chef mostly by passion and hobby, Carrie has a decorated background in the arts as a writer, producer, director, spanning the past 4 decades. Carrie's guest is Joanne Rose, a blooming actress and model originally from Australia. She is founder of Vegan Vision, whose recent projects include producing a series of sketch comedies called Vegan 101. Let's see what Carrie and Joanne have planned for tomorrow's elaborate holiday dinner.
Today I am making uncooked cranberry relish, and it's power-packed with vitamin C.
Oh, that looks good.
It is.
Yeah,
it's completely vegan.
Wow. I'm going to make our duck for dinner.
But it's not really duck.
No, it's really vegan duck.
Good.
Now, our duck is made out of soybeans.
Oh, that sounds good.
And it's called texturized soy protein. You know, if people ate this way all the time, think of what we do for the world.
Oh, we'd be doing so much.
Oh, golly. Now, into this little cup here, I've mixed some basil and thyme and a little garlic powder and a little chili powder and a little French seasonings. I didn't use any salt. Okay, so into this plate, we're going to put all of these wonderful seasonings. And we're going to take the chicken-free chicken, but it's duck, and going to just press it in here and rub it in really good. The more rubbing in, the better it's going to taste. How are you coming over there?
I'm doing good. So I'm about to put these in here, the food processor.
Okay.
And the combination with the oranges and the cranberries gives a wonderful boost to vitamin C.
Ah.
So very healthy here.
Gosh, it's hard being healthy these days, isn't it? But not when you're a vegan.
Not when you're a vegan.
No.
Okay, what we're going to do here is put this blender in.
Now, this product is called chicken-free chicken, so I'm used to calling it chicken, but it can be
and
chicken or beef or duck or whatever.
Cinnamon. And, of course, we want to add some ginger. It always gives things a nice taste.
What is that? Did you just put in
there? I just put some vanilla in. You only need a little bit. Mm. And I'm going to put in some cranberries now. Now you need this much to put in, the whole thing. So it's going to be nice
about
and tasty.
8 ounces there or so?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. So it's one large orange and the cranberries and...
Then some Splenda.
Splenda. Oh,
yeah,
sweetener.
Yeah, so it gives a nice sweet taste without feeling guilty.
Sure.
Okay, what we want to do is we put our hand over here and we just press it a little bit just so it has a chance to settle for a little bit and then combine together.
How is it? Oh, look.
It's all coming together. It smells beautiful.
Mm. Maybe that's the best part of the holidays is the odors, isn't it?
It is.
Everything
it reminds
smells
you
good
of
and fresh.
Christmas.
Yeah. I'm putting in some finger potatoes. These are just real tiny long potatoes, and they're babies, so that they will cook rather quickly because of their size.
So they roast pretty well?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
We're all going to roast this all together. Oh, there'll be so many wonderful vegetables in here. Okay, now let's see. We got carrots. Carrots.
Oh, I love carrots.
And pretty already.
It's very colorful.
Okay, and let's see now. Ooh, celery.
Okay, so once we have this in the bowl, we then put it in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Is that all? So we want to make sure that it's nice and cold when we serve it.
And now, onions.
Onions always give such a good flavor, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Here's mushrooms. I'm going to take there's a little bit of juice from the reconstituted mushrooms. I'm going to put those on
top
of this.
Oh, nice. It'll bring out a really nice taste.
Yeah, and then, pepper.
Some red peppers.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Cut in half. Ten. So this particular meal, we're going to cover now with a little bit of olive oil.
That'll bring it out.
Just a touch of olive oil.
We want to cover it completely.
This is going to go into an oven at 350 degrees give or take 2 hours. And what we're really doing is cooking the vegetables. And we've got this, which is our turkey. When you see this turkey, you're not going to believe it. It's made out of wheat meat. And it is the most exciting, delicious stuff you've ever had in your entire life. But I'll tell you this, the ingredients in here are really great. We took pineapple, and it's covered with a spicy, flavory, hot, wonderful textured. It's great.
Sweet and sour.
Well, it's more hot than sweet and sour, but it's going to blend all the way through it. And then we took raw pineapple, fresh pineapple, uncooked, and ground that up with some brown sugar, and put that in there with a little powdered mustard, and when you'll just win.
I can't wait
to
try
it. Woo! Okay, into the oven we go. Now all these will cook for about 2 hours at the same temperature.
Here.
We have our stuffing. Now our stuffing is made of sausage, and the sausage is of course a vegan sausage, but it has many of the tastes and flavors. You can see it right there.
Whoa. Oh, that looks lovely.
We're going to seal that up, and that's also going to go in there and cook for a little bit. All of these recipes, incidentally, will be available at the end of the program.
Oh, good.
And on the Supreme Master channel. So,
perfect.
And the Supreme Master website.
So you too can make them for your family at Christmas time.
Last year, we went to Scotland and had a wonderful time. And one of the foods we had in Scotland was a vegetarian haggis.
Mm.
Wow, haggis. Now, you know, haggis really was a kind of a peasant food. So what we have done is made our haggis into rolls, kind of like a long sausage. Instead of beef fat, we used olive oil, and we got some surprises inside.
Healthier alternatives.
Oh, it's a healthy alternative, but it really does taste like the vegetarian haggis I had in Scotland.
Amazing.
You make it, and then you freeze it, and then you cook it. So let's put these two into our oven. Everything is going to be 2 hours.
2 hours.
Okay, now we're going to go do some more prep, so come on back in just a minute or two. Bye.
Bye. Right now we're going to make a beautiful Christmas salad.
Yeah, I got the bowl.
That's right, and it's going to fit in this beautiful bowl, and you'll see how beautiful it comes out. It's
cool.
Really colorful.
Okay. So you're washing the lettuce.
Yes, we have red and green oak lettuce.
Red and green. Those are what, heirloom type?
We have heirloom tomato mix, and this is all really traditional food. So we're putting it together, and it's going to look extraordinary.
One of the things we tried to do for this dinner tonight is to find local foods from local farmers. So most of the ingredients that we're serving today came no more than 50 miles away from us. We try to be very careful about that.
And it's all grown in California.
It's all organic as much as humanly possible.
So what we want to do is cut the ends off here. And we just simply pull it apart. You can tear it into little pieces.
You'll find the heirloom fruits and vegetables have a wonderful taste, kind of like maybe you had as your child in your childhood. They're just good. They're fun to eat and they're fun to look at. And they come in amazing colors. How bright the greens are, how deep the reds are. Wow.
Again, perfect for Christmas.
Okay. This way. These are shaved carrots from an organic carrot. And what we did is just curlicued them. And one of the ways to curlicue a carrot is just put it in the refrigerator overnight in water, ice water, you can see how it looks. And then when you take off the toothpick, you have a curlicue.
Just like that.
Just like that.
We're going to put some decorations, which are our heirloom tomatoes.
So they look like ornaments, huh?
They really do.
Now, what do you do at the top of the tree?
Oh, that's where we have these beautiful flowers.
Whoa.
So you're right at the top, so it gives a lovely presentation.
These flowers are completely edible, as we've said.
I know, I'm really amazed.
And they have a little peppery taste to them. But you have to be careful with flowers. You have to buy flowers from a known source that does not use any pesticides or chemicals.
That's right, so important.
Very important. And you can get a complete list of what kind of flowers are good to eat and how to eat them on the website, which is suprememastertv.com.
Just like that.
Oh, just like that. So grab some carrots and isn't that amazing looking?
It really is. I never knew you could do that with carrots.
And maybe it's a garland. Why don't you stick some garland on our tree here? There you go. There's our garland.
Perfect.
There you go. So let's show our friends what we've done. Boy, you're good at this. Isn't that pretty? Okay, now we're going to make some dressing. So we're going to use this is about 1 cup of olive oil.
1 cup.
And this is virgin olive oil. This is, incidentally, white balsamic vinegar. It tastes very much like the darker blue one, but it has a nice color to it and makes a nice color to everything. Now, the normal ratio is 1 part olive oil to 1/3 part vinegar. So 3 times as much olive oil as vinegar. So I'm going to just do like a splash in here. Here we go.
That's all you need is just a splash.
That's it.
Perfect.
Now we're going to do is take this and put it in our fingers to keep the seeds out as much as possible.
So how many slices would we use for
this? I think we can go pretty much a half of the lemon.
Okay.
Now, clove of garlic. And the easiest way to open up a clove of garlic, of course, is to go like...
Just to press down on it.
Press down on it, just like this.
I love the smell of garlic.
Nothing like the smell of garlic in the morning. Okay, now, we're now going to put some capers in here. Capers are kind of salty, so we don't really need any additional salt.
So just put like a couple of handfuls?
Yeah, it's one more. This adds both saltiness to it, which it needs because it's pretty flat, and that's it. Yes, sirree. How's that smell?
Oh, that smells beautiful.
Hmm. Well, that's our salad. We'll put the dressing on immediately before we serve it so the salad doesn't get soggy. And now we're going to cover the whole salad with paper towels that are dampened. That keeps it fresh and it goes right in the refrigerator. See you in a little bit.
See ya.
Hi, and what are we building here?
We're building a pineapple tree.
Wow, is that beautiful? Look at all this. That's really just pineapple.
It is, entirely.
And what do you do now?
So what you do is you get some toothpicks and you put them around the side, but you want to leave a little bit of space in between, and you start putting cherries at the top and decorate it. And what we're going to do is actually decorate it right down to the bottom, and then we can put some fruit on the side.
Great, let's do.
Let's start.
You can be honest and true with the world, and yet at the same time, protect it and keep it safe and enjoy it. And that's what we're really up to here.
Absolutely.
This is sustainable agriculture, foods that are grown near your home. Now, different places in the world, like your home, Australia.
Yes.
Your original home, Australia, would maybe look a little different than this. I mean, you have pineapple, you have cherries, but maybe you have some other local fruits.
That's right.
Coconuts. So different fruits, different people. That's kind of fun.
That's right. You can get very creative.
Banana.
Beautiful decoration for your table as well as edible too.
Yeah. You know, there are companies that actually make these commercially. And they're really fun to make and something kids can do as well.
I think it is, yeah. You know, getting creative.
What do you think?
I think that's gorgeous.
Hey, we do good work.
We do.
Be back.
Right back.
We'll see you back in the kitchen tomorrow as Chef Carrie Brown and Joanne Rose make the decadent sauces and chocolate fondue that will complete our vegan Christmas feast. You're cordially invited to be our guest for a wonderful Christmas dinner celebration, a vegan dinner in honor of love and all lives. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you a wonder-filled, blessed new week. For more information and to order Carrie Brown's Vegan Country Smoked Chicken-Free Chicken, please visit www.followyourheart.com.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.